of surprising. Last time we left our heroes,
5 years ago,
what happened?
Ra? Red? Wait, what?
Ra.
What was his name? Ra? Mm-hmm. He turned out to be a guildsman, right? No, part of the family. Well, yeah, I mean, it was all a trick. To test us.
There you go.
It's all a trick.
All right, anything else you guys want to say? You guys met a guy named Ra and he tricked you?
You're the one who told me.
Man, this would be great to listen back to.
Yeah, I've been writing some bags for them.
Okay, we got to the port and we're expecting some sort of storm with Star. That's supposed to mean something.
Okay.
That's all up to Colin.
Yep, you guys got to Dapur. You got your payout from the guilds. So you guys are currently in Dapur. I sent you guys a map earlier, yesterday, I believe. There are several points of interest. Some of those, just going to give you a heads up, probably won't be accessible to you. The Forerunners Guild, Governor Mansion, Tylox Tower, Trade League Keep, Remnants of Muck, or Mook, Karak Town, the Elves Hold, you guys probably won't be able to get into, Market Street, the Slums, Old Dapur, High Road, the Outcasts, both Phaedrus and Gul'dan would know this, are infamous for not wanting to talk to people and just driving them out. The Ruins of Dapur is nothing special, it's just a bunch of old ruined buildings that were destroyed in the last war. And the storm are the points of interest.
That's cool.
And as I said, it is not likely that you guys would be able to get into the Elf's Hold, given your current party consumption. Nope. Party makeup. Yep. Condensation.
Composition.
So yep. We can go to the ruins or towards the storm, you said?
So you guys can go to the Forerunners Guild, Governor Mansion, Tylox Tower, Trade League Keep, Remnants of Muck, or Mook, Karak Town, Market Street, the Slums, Old Dupor, High Road, and the storm. You guys can try to go to the ruins, or you guys can go to the ruins of the Dupor. I'm just telling you, it's just a bunch of burned down and destroyed buildings ahead of time. You guys can try to talk to the outcasts, and you guys can try to talk to the people in the Elfkeep. Although, like I said, it's not likely that you guys get anything from them. The weird lady you guys got prophecies from in the circus also said that you need to be looking for somebody in order to get the proper paperwork to get to Dekka. If you remember what she said.
I didn't talk to her.
She said you need to look for the man named Becca to get to Dekka.
She did.
Those are her exact words. I listened to it this morning.
Okay.
Alright.
We're going to look around for Becca.
What do you guys want to do?
To talk to people.
Okay.
Where did we arrive at?
Several points of interest.
Where did we arrive at?
You would have come in and passed the Remnants of Mook and the Forerunners Guild, so from the south.
Did we get dropped off at the railroad station?
You walked.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get dropped off anywhere except where
Mook is on the other side. Got it.
Okay.
Can't find it.
So at the very bottom of the map, there's the right south, directly south of the Governor's Keeper, the Remnants of Muck or Mook, and east of that is the Forerunner Guild Hall.
And that's kind of where we are, right? Right in that spot.
You guys are right around there. You guys are technically off map still, but if you were to walk directly north, you would be walking alongside the railroad.
Okay, did you say we can or cannot see the Forerunners Guild Hall?
You can. It's a big building. It's like 4 stories tall.
You can see it, but we might not be able to get into it.
Okay.
I mean,
because they don't like to talk to people.
No, the Forerunners probably would. You probably would not be able to get into their guild hall because you're from a rival guild. But they have their people outside of the guild hall who are doing stuff like recruiting or telling stories. doing that kind of thing that you see that you'd be able to talk to. I'm sorry, it's five stories tall.
What's can we know anything about the remnants of Muck?
Yeah. Sakamo can make a history check, and you can make a history check, Phaedrus.
I think my history is crap, but I'll figure it out right now. We both can, or only one of us?
Both of you can.
What is your history?
It'd be under.
What?
Oh, on that?
Yeah.
It's alphabetical.
Yeah, so somewhere in this section. It's upside down.
Plus three times two.
What?
Yeah. What am I talking? What are we doing?
So your history bonus is this history. So it's your intelligence mod, I think, right? Or it's wisdom? It's
stupid. Minus
intelligence.
Okay. So it's intelligence plus your proficiency. So it's 3 plus 2, which is 5. So you roll a d20, add 5.
Proficiency is 3.
Okay, then you... So. Sure. Yeah.
So 6 times...
Not times. Roll a d20.
Okay, roll a d20.
And then
add
you
6.
Add
6.
15, so 21.
21. What did you get?
16.
Cool. So you know that during the Elven expansion, there was once an empire known as the Empire of Muck, or Mook. It was a thriving civilization comprised mostly of humans, orcs, and drow. They were driven out of their homelands and destroyed for exotic spices and silks, things of that nature, taken over by the elves. The elves drove out the original, the indigenous people. Phaedrus, you know all of that. You also know that the remnants of Mook here are, technically speaking, the last organized and recognized group of this once great empire. You know that they were destroyed approximately 200 years ago, and the remnants of Mook have been here for the past 100 years.
I mean, I'm pretty down to go.
You know, Chin Hao is the village leader. He's a drow. He has been the village leader since the remnants set up shop here.
Okay.
Game.
So he should know quite a bit about the area then, right?
He's been there for a long time.
Yeah, so...
The remnants have remained neutral in all of the stuff that's been going on. They did not partake in the last war directly. They didn't choose a side. They stayed neutral in Dupor. They're, in large part, a big reason why it was only a section of Dupor that was destroyed in the war. Why the slums, Old Town, and High Road were saved.
So he knows who to talk to.
He just knows of a guy. It's like, you know, I know that Chris Cuomo is the governor, governor of New York. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he would talk to me. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Newsom is the governor of California.
Technically, I don't know
the
nation.
No, there's not. Phaedrus is aware that this is technically the leader of a nation.
Do I know if they have any ill will or, are they racist against elves because of what happened with them, because of the elves? Would I know that?
You've never encountered anyone from the remnant. So you don't have personal experience. You also know that elves don't keep track of who's racist towards them because they just don't care. You guys lost a war. Come on. You're lucky you're alive.
Yeah, freaking American Indians.
All right. What do you guys want to do?
Let's go talk to that guy.
All right. Is that a yes from everybody?
Yeah.
I'm fine with talking to this guy.
All right. So you guys go in and you are greeted by three people. Nula, who is running a shop. You see inside the doors of her shop some silk kind of being just draped, showing off. You can save your questions for after my narrative. You see some pottery. What?
Did you say Nula?
Nula.
Nula.
Pottery is shown in several areas, on pedestals and different things, just showing it off. There's a variety of fruits, vegetables, and seeds, and several collections of books along the southern wall of her shop. Next to her, there is an orc. He is an elderly orc. He has lots of wrinkles on his face. His hair is gray. He has a long beard that's braided. He appears to be some sort of medicine person. He is sitting in what Phaedrus would recognize as like an apothecary. So he has a bunch of potions brewing and different aromas, smells coming from the area. And the last one is Chinhao, who is wandering and just talking to different village people. Phaedrus immediately recognizes Chinhao.
Well, can we talk to Chinhao? All right. I want to talk to Chinhao. All
right. He doesn't see you coming. He has his back turned. He's talking to someone.
You just like quickly run up and tap
regarding,
on.
Tap his butt.
Excuse me.
Hello, how can I help you?
What? Oh, we are from various parts of the pool. We just came in from Coppertown and what was the last place that we were just in?
Seriously.
Yep. And we were wondering if you know anything about a man named Roland.
Who?
Becca.
Becca.
Well, there's different things we're here
he's
for.
He's got somebody.
We are here.
Hold on.
We are here for multiple reasons.
I'm not
Roland?
Here for that.
Roland what? Who is of the what?
This is Dupour, right? Just making sure.
Yes, you guys are
out of game. It's a human named Roland who claims to have seen the center of this crazy storm.
I don't personally know a Roland, but I know several of the townspeople have come back claiming to have seen the center of the storm.
Is there anyone you would suggest talking to about this?
I know from what I can see of the storm, and he looks off to the east, and you see at different points a blue or orange or red light shining down. It kind of looks like lightning, but it's very slow, and it comes down and touches for a brief moment and then slowly climbs back up. He says, from his experience, this appears to be a powerful being, not of our plane, reaching out for somebody. The people who have claimed to see the center probably haven't because they're here. The powerful being would have some kind of experience with them, take them to their plane, or you would see a large force happening. Something big happens as the transference of energy as they come to our plane. The storm is acting weird because the being is setting up to have someone come. So it takes a lot of energy to get that portal ready. When the right person comes, that being would see that person, beam them up, and the storm would go crazy for a minute, and then calm back down and do the same thing when they come back, if they come back at all.
And you said no one, obviously, so no one has come in or out of that?
Not from what I can tell. It's been doing that since it showed up. It began raining ice, and some people went to get it. Everybody, like different people have come in saying they've seen the center of the storm and it looks like some elf in the middle, but, you know, is that true? Or, you know, is that just their mind playing a trick on them? You know, I mean, they're still here. There wasn't a large transference of energy suggesting they actually saw who was there or anything. Is that someone just playing a prank? I don't know.
So then you don't necessarily suggest talking to anyone else then, but just go to the center of the storm then and find that.
I don't know what you guys are here for.
We're interested in looking at it.
I mean, if you're interested in looking at it, it's not going anywhere. You guys can do whatever you want. It's not my place to suggest you to do anything.
All right.
Well, aren't you a professor?
Uh-huh.
He was.
Is this why you got kicked out?
Is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what? What's this?
Asking questions?
No. Just your insight.
Yes.
Never mind. Go on.
The wrong questions?
Well, that's all I have to ask about that, so...
So you don't care about the whole Becca thing with the whole party?
I think... Are we all not talking to this person? Is it just me?
You're
the
only
one
talking.
No, he just said...
we're all there.
So somebody else can talk.
Yeah, but that's all you care about. Yes. You, okay. Phaedrus, you would know that the remnants of Mook largely keep to themselves. Like, people will come in to buy stuff from them, but they do not venture into Dapur. They okay. stick to their town. They will go out into the countryside to, like, do some farming or graze their cattle and things like that. But they are not going to, like, the taverns to chill or okay. the market down there. People come to them, buy stuff. That's how they keep kind of their economy going. But they don't send people out. They are very... They're not isolationist because they allow people to come in. But as far as going out, they just don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does anyone else want to ask about Becca? Because I wasn't there for that. So.
Wait, Becca.
You were there.
I was there for that.
But
you said Becca is in Decca?
No, I said...
Find Becca to get to Decca. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Find the man named Becca to get to Decca.
Okay.
She was a man named Becca?
Yeah.
We'll just ask if he knows of any man named Becca.
I do not.
That made that easy?
If you're looking for a certain person, you can try going to, I don't know, Market Street maybe? Seems like a lot of people hang out over there.
Okay. Y'all want to go to Market Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Market Street.
You guys go to Market Street. There's a lot of stands selling daily goods, different things from clothes to food to furniture. Anything that a normal townsperson may need, they have there. There are two shops that stand out. The first one is The Wandering Adventurer, and the second one is Silver Lining Shop.
Is there a book there?
You'd have to go look. They don't have a playbook, if that's what you're wondering. What do you guys do?
Fair enough.
Do you need help? Do you want to ask?
She's a strong, independent woman.
Okay, you walk by four people to get this down.
You just tip it over and then you...
I was actually just...
Oh, gosh.
Just like a wine bottle.
Ding, 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 ding. I wanted to try that. It doesn't work. It doesn't.
What's the area that has, like, the most people?
Not really.
Like
both shops seem equally
I might just be
populated.
Sure, didn't work.
People are kind of casually perusing. Perusing? I don't remember the right word. I'm having trouble.
A fair.
Kind of like a fair. People will pop in, look at the stuff, and then... Just go to the next spot. That might be it too. So what do you guys do? If you're looking for a popular inn, you do hear a few people talking about an inn in Karoktown.
Karoktown. Oh, on the east side?
Yeah.
Are we healed up from last time?
Probably. Did we take much damage? Oh, I need to find someone to fix my gun.
Because we rested and then we got here with no problems.
Yeah, I've given you guys lots of points of interest for you guys to go and ask things.
So there's a wanderer shop or a traveler shop, right?
Yeah, there is the Wandering Adventurer, which is a shop.
I would like to go to that shop.
All right. You go inside the shop, and two people introduce themselves. One is behind a counter. It is a human male named Scott. The other is an elf whose name is Grace. She kind of says, hi, my name's Grace, and she's walking around helping different customers. You see that they offer basic survival gear, rations, some weaponry, although pretty low-tier stuff. You see a member of the... Well, the Wayfarer Guild. Excuse me, the Forerunners Guild go up to Scott and ask him to see the backwares, and you see the guild member show Scott his guild symbol, and Scott invites him into a room in the back. And that's what you see.
So I do the same thing.
Do what?
Show him the guild symbol.
Okay, so you wait for Scott to get back.
Yeah, I thought he already came.
He rings up the guild member who is walking out with a large scimitar that's glowing a green iridescent color.
Iridescent.
Yep. All right. You show him your symbol from the Murkai Guild. He looks at that and goes, okay.
Did you
say anything with it, or did you just show him the symbol?
I put it on the table, and I'm like, do you have any...
Oh, yes. For guild members, we have some exclusive items. Come on back.
Cool. I'm also a guild member. Can I go back to
the guild? Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming that all of you are going back with him. So you go back... And you see 8 items. There are 10 potions of resist fire, 1 cloak of resistance, 1 heavy mace, 1 potion of remove fear, 1 scroll of comprehend languages, 1 pearl of power, 1 potion of cure moderate wounds, and large mithril full plate armor.
What is that?
Full plate? So armor.
What was the whole thing, the last thing you said?
The large mithril full plate armor? Mithril is a type of metal. It's really hard. It's not as hard as adamant. It's stronger than steel, though.
Okay. It's also full plate, so it's pretty heavy.
It's really heavy.
It sounded like
a
made-up.
No.
So all words are made up until they're not.
All words are made up.
What is special about the language scroll?
Comprehend languages allows you to use the scroll and then be able to comprehend a language for a certain amount of time. For example, if Phaedrus did not know Abyssal but wanted to, he would use the scroll and be able to know Abyssal.
Okay. How much is it?
25 gold pieces.
And it can be used multiple times or just once?
One time, yes. You use it once, it activates the magic, the scroll disappears.
2 questions. Power gem and the cloak. What do they do?
Cloak of resistances gives you... Damn. I have to look at my phone.
No.
Okay. If I remember right, cloak of resistances just gives you certain resistances. And I don't remember what the pearl of power does. Yes, Cloak of Resistances gives you a certain... It's a +2 cloak, so it gives you a +2 bonus on all saving throws. The Pearl of Power pops up as soon as I type in Pearl.
Do you want
to
buy teleport?
I'll try whatever that is.
This doesn't give me anything clear. It's okay. Okay. As a person, you can use an action to speak its command word and regain 1 expended spell slot. Okay, cool. So the Pearl of Power allows you to regain expended spell slots. So this pearl is glowing blue, which is the 4th level. So if you speak its command word, which you would set up once you attune to it, you would speak that and be able to regain a 4th level spell slot. Then its power level would be 3. Should be yellow, and if you use the command word again, you would regain a 3rd level spell slot, and it would turn to red, which is 2nd level, and you can speak it again, and then it would be white, which is 1st level, and then it'd be 0, and you would have to do something in order to start the charging process again.
White is 1, right? That's what you said?
Yep.
Okay. Am I known what... Try that sentence again. Is it known what I need to do to regain the things, the charges?
Yes. You need to be able to either allow the pearl to sit in the blood of a powerful and arcane creature, such as a dragon, phoenix, etc., for 1 day, or take the pearl and be able to fully submerge it into a creature's heart for 1 day.
Does it matter what kind of creature?
If it can be fully submerged, it does not matter.
How big is the gem?
It's a pearl.
Pearl. Oh, just, okay. So there was the resistance, kind of the potions of fire resistance. What? The mace.
It's a +1 mace. That's all it is.
The heavy armor. The mace, the heavy armor.
Heavy armor is 73,480 gold pieces. It's plus 4 plate armor with advantage on con saves. It is also half the weight of normal plate armor.
You have to drink it to there. You're having me. You know the procedure.
You know the procedure? This is incorrect.
Oh, what are you talking about?
My gold pieces.
I was like, I might have made these. This is incorrect.
Okay, so I'll buy that plate armor.
All right, well, I'll ring you up.
He goes 73,000?
73,480 gold pieces.
Okay.
The cloak of resistance is 16,000. The heavy mace is 4,000. I don't think anyone's interested in the mace, but...
Plus 4...
The cloak of resistance is 16?
Yes.
The pearl of power is...
Shoot, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, I got back. Here we go. Got it. I accidentally deleted half the document.
Oh, no.
Pearl of power is 16,000 as well.
So there's the pearls, the potion, the scroll, the armor, the mace.
What were the two items?
That thing.
Yeah. I forgot what the other two items were. No, mace, scroll, armor.
Armor.
Cloak.
Pearl.
Potions.
Yeah, potions of...
The DM is telling you that you're required to buy everything.
I'm just curious, because I feel like the I was interested in the three things.
Go ahead and subtract 25 gold from your funds.
Fire resistance.
No, there was different.
And you'll get one
cure
scroll
fear,
of
and
comprehend
then the,
languages.
What does the cure minor wounds?
Oh, it's a full tonic? No, it's not. Hold on. I need to make sure I know what this one is. So,
cure curses?
I don't think that's what it does.
Damn it.
I just realized
I think he just did.
Yeah. He just said a bunch of those.
Oh, there. Okay. Because
yeah.
I was like, how long has this been here and me not been using it?
It's okay.
I didn't know Tyrone, that thing made grenadine.
Yeah, so.
A ton of stuff.
Yeah. I normally use it for like their mango, peach, watermelon.
So,
Okay.
Okay. So the potion of cure moderate wounds, also known as a full tonic, it heals 2d8 plus 6 HP.
Okay. So then I would like the pearl.
Okay.
And the cloak. Okay. Unless the cloak isn't considered that hurt. Isn't considered armor, right? So I wouldn't lose my unarmored. Okay.
It doesn't offer any AC bonuses.
Okay.
Yeah, subtract 32. I'm sorry. Yeah, subtract 32K. Gets a bigger bag. Anything else for you fine folk? Anything else for you fine folk, or... Okay. Well, I'll be sure to put in word to the Mercat Guild next time we get a good shipment in. And if you're interested in our stuff, be sure to check out the Silver Lining shop.
Let's go there now.
Yeah.
Are you Instagramming this?
Nope.
Snapchat.
It's Pinterest.
Sending it a go.
Alright.
To the hot Italian woman.
Yep.
So you guys go next door or across the street to the Silver Lining shop. Behind the counter is Morka. Morka is a female tiefling. She has charcoal gray skin and black horns. And walking around helping clients is a male drow named Bedlam.
Bedlam?
Bedlam goes, hello, my name is Bedlam.
Jesus.
As you look around, you see a variety of potions, very basic, mostly minor tonics. You see some basic armor and weapons. As you know from the previous shop, the more better intriguing items are probably in a different area of the store.
So does Bedlam look like a helper or like the main person?
Morka seems to be the main person. She's behind the counter. She is escorting some of the Forerunner Guild members into an area off of the east wing.
Interesting.
And as one of them walks in, you hear the halfling exclaim, "I can't believe you got this in."
Can I go towards that direction, Bedlam?
You can. Bedlam. Are you asking Bedlam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for Forerunner Guild only. Right. That's not the right accent.
What about for the Murkai Guild people as I pull out my...
Oh, we've got a room for general guilds, but we've got a special room for the Forerunner Guild.
Do you have any special arrows?
No. I am sorry.
Would the
He did not have any special arrows in his shop. He had regular arrows?
Yeah, everybody I know.
Okay.
Can't you forge some?
She knows someone who can.
Oh.
I knew somebody who could.
Well, Phaedrus can.
Oh.
You just need to get him the materials to do it.
He's an artificer.
He makes stuff. Yeah, that's what he does.
Okay.
Does his artificer level determine how the quality of... Okay.
Alright, so Bedlam unlocks a door for you guys, and you guys walk in this room. You find 20 potions of resist cold, a yellow, not gold, it looks brighter than gold, shield. Goldan, you would recognize this as light turned steel. It's a very difficult metal to work with. There is a belt of giant strength, a ring of clumsiness, a wand of enlarged person, a set of commas that Bedlam explains when attuned are encompassed in fire for the wielder to use, so the blades are encompassed in fire.
What's a comma?
Yeah.
It's like daggers, kind of.
Oh.
You can Google it if you'd like
that's
a picture.
That's exactly what I want to do. I was a little confused.
Potion of bull strength and a stone of alarm.
Ow.
What were the last two things? And what, like, what are they?
A potion of bull strength, which gives you +4 strength to your strength attribute until you take a short or long rest, and the stone of alarm. This cube stone, when given the command word, affixes itself to any object. If that object is touched thereafter by anyone who does not first speak that stone command word, the stone emits a piercing screech for 1 hour that can be heard up to a quarter mile away. Assuming no intervening barriers.
Is there a way you can make it to where... I might have been choking when you said this, so excuse me. The screeching, can you, like, mute it for certain people, or just the attuner is it's muted to?
It's not muted to. If someone touches the stone and they don't say the command word first, it screeches.
Okay. Common weapons? Like little scythe thingies?
So the light turn shield. What?
The +3 shield, 15,000 gold.
Comma daggers. Okay. 15,000? You calm down.
She's put her in the toy. Is somebody asking us a question?
You guys asked to see the good stuff, so I'm just showing it to you.
Okay.
That's all.
You don't have enough, do you?
No. For the light turn?
No.
I spent all of it on that armor.
Out of game. Do I know what I need for the arrows?
It depends on what kind of arrows you're trying to make.
So the ones that you used them on.
Or have you talked to anybody? Do you still have some left? You could try giving them to your friend and see if he can reverse engineer it. There is a chance it'll just be destroyed in the process and you'll gain nothing from it.
It's pretty good chance. It's worth the try.
How many arrows do you have left?
Eight.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah, so if you give him four, you'll be able to figure it out.
Hopefully.
Four? I was going to give him one.
Okay, well, if you give him one, there's a 25% chance of him figuring it out.
Can I do the same thing with, like, the Phoenix Fire rounds?
How many of those do you have left?
I have six left.
Sure.
Are you looking at me?
What?
Are you looking at me?
Because I thought you were going to make a decision about something.
Oh. Okay, so we talk, and I tell you about these arrows that I have, but in-game I would not say, hey, use arrows, use my wisdom modifier. So I don't know what I would say.
Those arrows seem to be able to track targets a little bit better. Like, you can kind of control them while they fly. With a normal arrow, you just have to hope you're pointing in the right direction when you let loose.
I can say that all to you, and I give you the four arrows, and I ask you to see if you can. But I need to give him the stuff for it, too.
So, reverse engineering means he'll know what it takes to make them.
Okay.
So he can tell you what you need to bring to him so he can make them.
So how long will it take to...
It'll take about a day to figure it out.
Okay.
So during your next long rest, you'll be able to figure it out.
Okay. How much are the potions of cold resist?
2,000 for the 20 pack.
That's not bad. What about the comma weapons?
10,000 for the set.
What do they do, DM? Like, what are the stats?
Oh, it's just a short sword plus an extra. It's a +2 short sword that you dual wield. And then they also do an extra 1d6 fire damage. If anyone is interested in the Ring of Clumsiness... It operates exactly like Ring of Feather Falling, except it also makes the wearer clumsy. They take a -4 penalty to dexterity and have a 20% chance of spell failure when trying to cast any arcane spell that has a somatic component.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
It is a curse item, he says. We got it as a gag gift for a prince, but we're told that we would be killed for treason if we gave it to him.
Bummer.
How much is it?
500 gold.
See, he's gone.
He's still in town.
Also, probably not, but Mrs. Keep a lot of money to herself. You want to buy those potions of cold resist for the party? 20 for only 2 grand.
Did you say Ring of Feather?
Feather Falling.
The Ring of Clumsiness acts exactly the same as the Ring of Feather Falling. However, it also makes the wearer clumsy. And once it's put on, it cannot be willingly taken off. Yes. We thought that would be the most exciting part for the prince. The royal family felt differently.
Curious.
Yeah. We were very upset when Tylock told us that we could not give it to him.
Okay, how much was it again? I'm putting it in my...
For the potions, it was
2,000?
Yeah, 2 grand.
2,000 for 20 potions of resist cold. Is there anything else that y'all would like?
I feel like there's something I'm missing. The commas. Got the potions. There was the ring. There was the shield.
There's also a belt of giant strength there.
Strength,
a wand of enlarge person. Potion of Bull Strength and Stone of Alarm.
Stone of Alarm?
Yes.
What is that
do? It's the screechy screech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think I'm good.
All right. Anybody else?
Yep.
Okay.
Also good.
Well, I'll ring you up for the stuff that you have bought in, and he takes the things that you got off the wall and the different pedestal areas and takes you to the front where Morka gets you checked out. You see beside you, the halfling is checking out with a very unique item. Phaedrus, make an arcana check.
I'm going to do that.
You're going to roll a d20 and add your arcana modifier.
Did you not use the app that we sent you?
Five, and then the arcana modifier.
Oh, no.
Plus 3, 8.
You see a really fancy ring that he's holding very delicately. And he says he's very excited to use it.
Can I ask him? Yeah, can I ask him what he's using it for?
Oh, well, I'm going on a big mission. And this is a ring of protection.
Does it have anything to do with the store?
The ring? Not that I know of. And it looks kind of at Morta questionably, and she goes, nothing to do with the storm. So, no, the ring has nothing to do with the storm. Were you talking about his mission? No, my mission has nothing to do with the storm. No. I have to go to Dekka.
So are you Becca?
No.
Okay.
Do you know Becca?
Yeah, he lives in the slums. I think I said too much.
Well, thanks.
What was your name?
Yeah, so thanks for this ring. I have to get... And then he just pops out. So the lady told you there is a man named Becca, not a halfling named Becca. Because that doesn't rhyme. Hey, you guys check out. What do you guys do?
Is there
lots of places for you to go?
Is there a blacksmith where I can get my gun fixed?
Yeah, you would need to go to Karoktown for that.
Okay.
To where?
Karoktown.
Karoktown.
It's way better than Corona by itself.
So it's best.
So we're wanting to go to Karoktown before we go to the slums? Or?
Well, yeah, because I do need to get these two fixed. Because they're both broken.
Yeah. How long did you... it would take me to build a blunderbuss? I think I ask that every week and I always forget.
I don't remember. We'll have to re-listen to the podcast.
Okay. I think you said it'd be like a couple days.
Okay, so
what is it?
I'll wait.
I don't remember.
I'll wait till I work.
Blunderbuss is kind of like a shotgun. Okay. So you guys are going to Karoktown. You see the... You're a dwarf, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you see the head miner, Bergstrom. Mm-hmm. Walking out, he also is the blacksmith.
Okay. Hey, I gotta get these two blasters fixed. Can you help me out?
He takes a look at them. Yeah, 500 gold.
Okay.
Cool. Give me an hour.
Can you teach me... Can I watch you how you fix the guns? Just in case I ever need to help him out. Because we're not coming back here after...
Oh, it's super simple. And he explains to you the process.
Cool.
You using your thinking brain.
The first time you do it, you'll need to make a performance roll.
Okay.
But instead of using charisma as the modifier, you will use intelligence.
Okay.
So, really, I'm just asking you to make an intelligence roll next time. Okay. I don't know why I said performance. So you'll roll intelligence, add your proficiency modifier, and depending on how badly he's broken it, that will determine if you're able to fix it.
Okay.
So it'll be a DC anywhere from 12 to 20. So yeah, give him an hour and he'll be able to fix it.
Okay. What's your name again?
Hmm?
What's your character's name again?
Goldan.
So Dan.
Yeah, just put Dan.
Okay.
It's nice and easy.
Lalila runs the Road's Edge Inn. That was the one that you heard about when you were walking through Market Street.
Well, do we want to...
They are famous for their bitter rock ale.
I'm sorry. I was updating my...
They are famous for their bitter rock ale?
Yeah, there's a pretty famous...
Oh, an Indian town. Yeah.
I have to wait about an hour until I can get my blasters back.
What time of day is it?
I don't know, like noon?
Okay. So...
Lunch.
Let's get crunk.
Yeah, it's lunchtime, sure. As you guys are walking by the road's edge in, a gnome named Gulliver is selling some kind of meat on a stick. He says it comes from pigs, but it's no part of a pig you've ever seen.
Pig beans.
It's also covered in corn bread.
Oh. I would love to get a meat on a stick covered in corn bread.
It's one silver piece.
One silver piece.
Would you like it with moo starred?
Definitely.
No. Right.
He gives you this pig product on a stick covered in cornbread.
Listen.
With moo starred.
Gnome to gnome. What the hell is this?
Cool.
We're calling it a corn dog. It's gonna be a big hit.
Mm. Yeah. That's that thing. That was tasty. Can I have a second?
One more silver. Do you like it wrapped in bacon? It's caramelized bacon.
Okay, I will eat a second one.
That's two silver for the caramelized bacon one.
Okay.
He's on her tab, right?
He's the one giving the money.
Yeah, no, I ate my two.
It's like, this is my lunch.
also gnome to gnome. Can I try one out?
It's one gold.
Wait,
one silver.
Gold.
That's what you get for trying to make this a race thing.
Pulling the race card.
Listen, these non gnomes over here, right? I don't want to try it. I'm going to stop that.
Well, we have a vegan option as well.
Oh, gross.
That's...
Okay.
We're calling it three foo. It looks exactly the same. But tastes much worse. It's also five silver.
How does it convert? All I have is gold.
One gold is 100 silver.
If a gold is a dollar, silver is penny. Okay, second chore.
How many games? Can I have some champion chips? Don't you guys have chips?
Well, I'd ask Lizzie. I don't know, you're asking
the cart guy.
Yeah, I'm
the guy
with
the...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no, that's why I look
to
you.
I'm not like your family guy.
I almost threw the bacon one, Liz.
All right, pour silver. And you guys are able to go inside of the Road's Edge Inn. In the corner... You see a man dressed as a woman.
No.
I'm saying I have this left over.
You also have a bunch of other people. So there's a man dressed as a woman over in the back corner playing cards with three other men dressed as men. You see a group of miners who are drinking some kind of alcoholic drink and some halflings and gnomes in the corner singing. I'll get an exit out of it. We're good. Singing some songs. What do you guys do?
Look, I'm just calling in his friends.
Baker, not
me. You guys wanted to come to the tap room, just saying.
So, go to the person at the counter.
Delilah.
Hi, I hear you're pretty well known for your. What was the name of that ale again?
You ask her?
Yeah.
Bitter Rock Ale.
Bitter Rock Ale.
Okay. We also have a great Tender Ruby Wine and Blue Shot Whiskey.
We're still in Corruption, right?
How much is it for the ale?
10 silver.
Okay. I will buy that then.
All right, she slides. She goes behind the counter, pours a pitcher into a mug, and slides you a bitter rock ale.
Do you know a man named Becca?
Yeah, he's in the slums. His friend, Steve, is right there. She points to the man dressed as a woman in the corner.
I'm so upset. Sit down.
In what way is he dressed like that?
He's wearing a powdered wig, a lot of makeup, and a pink frilly dress.
Did you say pink?
Pink frilly dress.
I was going to go up to her and be like, hey there, Lilila, what's it like in Karak City? I had this whole thing. I was thinking it out about needing to go to... too long.
What do you guys do?
We're going to talk to Steve.
All right, you go to talk to Steve. He's in the middle of a card game.
Okay, how many people is he with?
Four.
There's a total of four.
Oh.
Counting Steve.
Do they have drinks?
They all have drinks. Goldan can see that Steve is clearly drinking water, but playing it off as if he's drinking alcohol. The other three men are drinking some of the blue shot whiskey. They're playing a card game. Goldan, as you walk up, you see Steve sliding one card in his sleeve and then pulling a different card out of it to play in the card game to possibly swindle them.
Okay. I will continue walking.
You what?
I'll walk until they wrap up their game.
Okay. So they play another hand. The men get upset and storm off as Steve collects 10 gold.
Hey, Steve.
What can I do for you?
I need to find your friend Becca.
Oh.
Isn't he the only one dressed like a woman? Like,
I am the only one dressed as a woman here, yeah.
you're gonna dress him?
Yes.
Her?
You can find Becca on Drury Lane.
Drury Lane?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Be careful. If Mark finds you first, he's going to take you for a ride.
Okay, I will avoid Mark then.
I don't like the way you said that.
Thanks for the information, Steven.
That was Steve.
No problem, Goldan. If you're still in town tonight... Do you mind? I was fine until you broke. If you're still in town tonight, you should come by the Broken Boot for a special show.
I think he'll be gone by tonight, so maybe if I come swing back through, I'll see.
I'm just sure you guys will swing by. So what do you guys do?
What kind of show?
It's a dance show of sorts. We do some singing as well.
Who's we?
The performers.
Okay.
If you want to know more, you should come by tonight.
What time?
It's only 2 silver, 7 p.m.
So, let's head over to Drury Lane.
Alright, you guys get to Drury Lane, no issues. You do see a large half-goliath kind of following you, but like pretending not to follow you, like he thinks he's being stealthy. You see lots of shady folks doing some things. You see an older gentleman huddled around a group of 5 or 6 between 8 and 12-year-olds. He's whispering to them, and then they run off towards the market, and you see one of them trying to like grab an apple, another one tries to grab one of the sets of clothes that are out around while the older gentleman is watching. You see some people throwing dice on the corner and chanting. And you go by the Broken Boot, Club. And you see that they have like a sign that lights up, and it has a brown boot that opens the bottom up like it's broken. And then up top in like bright pink letters, it says the Broken Boot Show. And there's like a sign in the window that's a 7 p.m. 3 silver entrance fee. And then right next to that, you see a man dressed in a bright green dress. It's kind of shortcut, like a summer dress. He is clearly wearing some kind of padding underneath his dress to make his chest look a little larger. He's wearing bright red lipstick, and he seems to have some kind of extensions, because the extensions are blonde, but the rest of his hair is black. He also has some stubble. Are you guys here for the show?
Is Becca around here?
I'm Becca.
Well, Becca,
answers nothing.
We need to get ourselves to Decca.
What answer have you got?
Oh, so you need some paperwork, do you?
Yep.
Well, I am just the guy to help you with that.
So, how would you?
It's not important how I go about doing it. All that matters is that you get your paperwork and I get my gold.
How much gold do you need?
It's 4 gold per person.
4 gold per person? Cool. I know I need papers, and I know you need papers. Do you?
I thought I was...
You were exiled. You need new papers.
I thought I was the only one who needed special papers.
Everyone needs special papers, because no one is technically a citizen of the...
Yeah, for some reason I thought mine were like super special because I was exiled. I needed something like that's different than everyone else's.
You might be able to get in. You can say, the tree sent me, but then they're going to be like, oh. It's just safer if everyone gets paper.
Yes.
Cool. I will give you the 16 gold for all of us to get papers.
Okay. Becca counts the gold, bites on each one. Okay, well, come by the show tonight and I can get you your paperwork.
Sounds good. Looks like we're going to the show, guys.
Be careful of Mark on the way out. She points to the half-giant. Who's like peeking behind a corner, but half his body is showing. He'll give you a ride if he catches you.
People keep saying that. Just
got dinner with breakfast. Yeah, Steve's not a big fan of him.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you know anybody I could talk to about the storm nearby?
You could try the old man, the remnant.
What?
He seems to know a lot. If not, Tylock, he's a wizard. So we're told.
Who's the first person you talked about?
The old man and the remnant. Like the leader guy. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the second guy?
Tylock, the town, like the city wizard. He's supposed to be a wizard or something, but we don't really see him around much. At least we don't see him around here unless he's coming to a show.
Do you think he'll be coming to the show tonight?
Probably not. You get a sense that he's lying, that he comes to the show at all.
How do you suggest finding him?
She points up to a large tower. He points up to a large tower and says, that's Tylock's tower. So,
is that the Elf Hold, or where is that?
Next to the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, we work a few nine minutes.
Yep.
That's where it is.
Great.
Maybe Tylock's in Tylock's tower.
One can only hope.
Since how many hours do we have until the show?
He was joking. You guys can come back in like 30 minutes and I'll have the paperwork ready.
Oh, cool.
But if you want to check out the show, it's a great show.
Oh, we have a thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, we're completely free. We'll come by later.
Okay. So with that, you guys head back to Karak Town, pick up your blasters, and then you guys head back to the slums and get your paperwork from Becca.
Can we go to Alex Towers.
If you guys want to, yeah. You guys go up to the governor's mansion and let me get to the right area.
What is the song from?
1917.
What did you say?
1917.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so you guys see a young boy about 11 years old. He's running around the kind of area with a large dog, who's like a husky or some kind of Nordic breed, and they're playing with some other same-age children. You see them reenacting different like battles and just play fighting, and one of them's pretending to be a sorcerer, and you see one, like a different one, fire off like a little light spell pretending that it's a fireball, and just like they're just playing around. They're being watched by an older halfling, approximately 70 to 100 years old.
Bad idea.
He appears to be like a butler.
A butler?
Butler.
Yeah, that's all we can see right now?
Yeah, as you're approaching, that's what you see.
I would like to talk to the halfling.
Oh yeah, he goes up. He introduces himself as Phileas.
Phileas?
Phileas.
So we were looking for Tylok the Wizard. If you happen to know where he is.
I do. Tylok is indisposed at the moment. He is in a meeting that is privy, not to you. Because Josh doesn't know where those notes are, so. That's weird. Oh, there it is. The governor of the town, Dapur, Tylok, and Rhoda, who is the guild master of the Forerunners Guild, are unavailable because they are in the meeting talking about something. Phileas won't tell you what it is.
It would have to have anything to do with the storm?
Again, I'm not at liberty to say what the meeting is about.
When will Tylok be around again that someone who is not privy to that meeting would be able to talk to him?
If you'd like to schedule a meeting? You just need to go talk to Jen, his secretary, in the tavern.
Okay, that's fine.
As he says that, the door kind of creaks open, and you see a very old woman with long gray hair sitting at a desk, and you can see cobwebs behind her as she's slowly writing and staring at you.
Hi, what's your name?
You'd have to walk in, because she just heard her name and opened the door from her desk with like a cane.
Oh, that's Jen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to make a meeting with Tylok.
Yep.
Professor.
His next availability is in 4 days at 9:30 a.m.
What about like now?
He's indisposed at the moment.
What about after the meeting?
He is indisposed after the meeting as well.
Is another meeting?
Anything we can do to get an earlier meeting, because we have little time left in this city.
Is it urgent?
It's very urgent.
What is it in regards to?
The storm.
So it's not urgent.
Well, it is, because...
What in regards to the storm is this about?
The figure in the storm. The one that people think is an elf.
Okay, what about the elf?
I have a feeling that I might know her.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gnome, I have a feeling that my husband won't have dinner ready when I get home, but I don't bother Tylok about that.
You can roll for persuasion to persuade her.
You can.
I have terrible persuasion. Does anybody want to help me out?
I wouldn't know what to say.
I think if you're wanting to get something about the storm done, you should just go do it yourself. Tylok is not interested in the storm. It doesn't pose any threat to the city right now.
What does Becca say about him? Didn't Becca say he was interested in it?
No, Becca is the way to get to Decca.
Yeah.
No, but Becca told us that
he was interested in the show.
Yeah. The two things that Becca told us about the storm.
was Tylock or the old man remnant thing.
Right.
You're saying it's most likely not going to come to the show? So we can, like, run into him there?
Yeah, sure. Tylock is not scheduled to go to any show. Moreover, the broken boot is not suitable for someone of Tylock's standing.
Can you leave a message for him?
I can.
Please tell him that a gnome named Phaedrus, who is in the town for at least a day or two, may know the elf at the center of the storm.
I will pass that along to him.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm out of things.
You were given two names, right?
No, no, it's just the Turlock and then the old guy we're gonna talk to.
Tylock.
Tylock and then the guy we talked to at the very beginning.
Who we talked to at the very beginning?
The guy in the first town. The old man who's like the head of the ancient village.
Got it.
Well, yeah, that's how I'm done. If you guys want to go somewhere else.
So, do you guys want to do? You guys want to go to the storm?
Yeah, I'd like to go to the storm.
I mean, we have a show to see at 7, and we have to get our papers.
You guys got your papers?
No.
We're still on time.
I thought we were waiting for the show to get our papers.
That's what I was.
No, there we go.
They were joking.
Go to the show or the storm?
I mean, it's still like 3 p.m.
So, we have
the storm's like storm's like half an hour away.
Yeah.
As long as nothing happens. When does anything ever happen? Every time we've ever gone anywhere.
All right, so you guys go to the storm. The storm becomes very violent as you approach. A beam of light shines down, and you hear a female voice say, "I've been calling for you. Come with me." I need everyone to make charisma saving throws. Phaedrus recognizes this voice as someone he used to know.
Charisma?
Yeah.
Charisma.
That's a 14.
You guys are going to need 24s to save.
Goodness gracious.
20 fucking 3.
I don't know. Is it a natural 20?
No.
No.
Okay. What'd you get?
10 in charisma.
2.
All right, yeah. So you all feel compelled to walk towards the light.
Wow, but it's so scary.
Okay, I assume you guys all do it. Once you go into the light, you are consumed by the light. Once the light goes away, you find yourself in a strange stone room surrounded by 4 hooded figures. And there are empty bookcases on the north and south wall. There are no doors out of this room.
Is the figure who called us in still in there?
You never saw a figure. You heard a voice.
Does any of them look like homunculus?
They do not look like homunculus.
Bummer.
Really? They look similar, but they're not nearly as tall. They look much more human-like. They just look very, like, muscularly and veiny.
How many?
Can you get out the water, please? 4.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who are you?
We are here to take you. When? Will you come willingly?
All of us?
All of you. They're saying this in unison, too.
Oh, that's
I just... Josh just can't do that.
Josh is a little bit in trouble.
You can record it and then play it.
Whoa. Like
overlay.
Where are we going?
4 different voices.
We're here to take you to a safe place.
Who is the voice that called us in here?
We are not at liberty to say.
Is there anything you can tell us?
We are here to take you.
There's no turning back.
You can try. There's no doors.
No exits, right?
You won't tell us why?
We are not at liberty to say. Once you get to where you are going, you will be told.
Will
you tell us where?
To a safe place.
Well,
from what? Safe from what?
All.
I'm going to go.
No fight?
Who's gonna join me?
Where
to go?
What, are we gonna be able to get back?
I'm gonna let them take.
That remains to be seen.
I don't like that. I don't think I have much of a choice, though.
You went to the bright light, and the next thing that you know, you are in a room filled with stone. There are empty bookcases on the north and south wall. You are surrounded by four hooded figures. They are saying they are here to take you to a safe place. They cannot tell you what it is or what they are keeping you safe from. And when Gul'dan asked, will we be able to get back, they responded, that remains to be seen.
I have one last question. Do you know me?
You are Phaedrus.
What do you know?
You are... What is his character's name?
Shay.
Shay.
That was hilarious. Lizzie's character's name.
How do you know me?
That is not important.
A little bit.
We have been watching.
What do you know about me?
We know all from the
Pegasus
time...
Pegasus Riders?
No.
Ken...
That's something pretty good.
We know all from the time... You left to the time you came.
I don't remember anything. Almost anything.
We know.
Can my memory be restored?
That remains to be seen.
Can you take him and not me?
No.
Were you there when they found me? Right before they found me?
We have not left here.
You just know of it? Like you're omniscient?
We are not omniscient.
You know how I lost my memory then?
We saw it happen.
So what's so special about this little gnome thing? Why are you watching him so intently?
We watch all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you... Is the king real? The king of the mountain?
All kings are real if they are wished to be.
Do you know any of them?
We know them.
How well do you know their mission, where they're going, why they're going there?
Shay was sent by the tree. Sakamo seeks a new life. Gul'dan seeks revenge.
What do I have to do with them?
I don't even do that anymore.
What?
What do I have to do with them? Like, why?
You are with them. Therefore, you have to do with them.
Thanks. Your thing. Now it's our thing.
Now Captain here with you.
I want you to remember what you're saying right now in like two sessions.
What?
I want you to remember what you're saying right now in like two sessions.
Well, I'm ready to go.
I just... Do you know...
I just want you guys to answer...
if... About the... relationship between the Keeper and the King of the Mountain...
Josh doesn't understand the question you're trying to ask, so he can't answer it.
So, basically, the thing that I've been confused about for a really long time is the relationship between the King of the Mountain and the Keeper, because the Keeper keeps getting locked in prison but not killed by the King, and why is that? Do they know the relationship between the two?
The Keeper, we cannot say.
Damn. Okay, then yeah. Might as well go.
Let's go.
All right.
See everything, you know everything.
A lot.
There's only one direction to go, and I know the voice that pulled us in here.
How well did
the voice sounded
keeping...
similar to the voice you once knew?
Why are you keeping so
what
much from us?
What new?
Why
what
don't
voice?
The question,
what did
like,
you know?
How do you know that, and then why are you keeping us from us? Oftentimes we keep things from you because.
And that person is not.
Like,
nor is there any sign of that person ever being here.
That's
like
fine.
When you meet
okay.
someone, you don't tell them your whole like.
Is that your in love person?
Until
it becomes maybe. Well,
remember, why is that a maybe?
Because I don't know. That sounded similar.
Okay, so that's you're doing all this because you think you might love this person.
No,
I'm not thinking you might love this person.
All right, so I guess as you guys are being led to the next area,
yeah.
Like, okay. A door opens up on the south wall. They move the bookcase. A red light shines through the door. And you guys walk in. There's a large metal creature approximately 30 feet tall with a fire in the middle of its chest. It steps out of the way, and another door opens up that's shining a bright white light. And as you guys walk through, it goes to a cutscene, because I didn't think you guys would go willingly. Phaedrus, you hear the incantation that you've never heard before, but you recognize it as Eve's voice. You all are able to see from a small box, maybe like a mirror box, put on this bookcase in the king's room in Zrustin. So you guys are looking in the king's room. The mayor is standing there. Eve is behind him. Eve is shackled and chained. She is being... not held. She is just standing there shackled and chained. There are two hooded figures behind her standing in the dark. You can't tell who they are right now. The mayor is looking off towards Dapur as the storm swirls up in the sky, releasing violent bolts of lightning. He smiles. The mayor says that she, being Eve, has done a good job. She looks down in disgust. You see the creature that you formerly knew as Antor appear alongside Moonshard. From the darkness, they step out. Antor takes away Eve down the stairs. She does not resist. She looks pretty beaten up, pretty ragged. The mayor says, "Thank you, Tafe." The creature turns its head to nod. T-A-A-F. T-A-A-F. Creature turns its head to nod. And as they walk away, Moonshard stays behind. The mayor asks, they can't escape. Moonshard shakes his head and says, "No way." The mayor nods and says, "And what of Hexagol? Have you found him?" Moonshard looks towards Dapur and says, "Still missing." As you awake from this vision, you find yourself in a prison surrounded by black stone with shackles.
Cool. By the king, did you mean the king?
The king of the north.
Okay.
So the, not the king of the mountain, but like the king of Zrustin.
So would that
when
be
you said
the
name, meant like the brother of the...
The Loudy brother, yeah.
Okay. So the king of the north is different than the warden of the north.
So the king of the north would be like Joffrey, right? Uh-huh. And the warden of the north would have been not Ed Stark, but Rand Bolton was made the Warden of the North.
Okay.
So the Warden of the North is just there to dispense justice and keep control of the land. The king still does king stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. All these references to this show I've never seen doesn't make any sense.
Markov and Gilbarts.
Okay.
There you go.
The king is the mayor, the sheriff is the warden. Like in real world terms.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Oh,
gosh. All right, so I did not have anything else after that plan, so I thought you guys were going to fight two big combats. I was going to take like an hour. So that's all I have.
Okay.
So we can play a board game if you guys want.
Yeah!
All right. Sorry.